Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic. It is June 13th, and this is my latest QAnon update. Actually began on June 12th, and the post that Q put out began on June 10th. So we're a little behind schedule, but complicated business. Sorry to keep you waiting. A little bit of housekeeping. I'm currently fighting copyright strikes on my YouTube channel. I did get my third strike a few days ago, and I am not able to upload videos to my YouTube channel right now. It seems likely that my YouTube channel will probably be taken down, at least temporarily. Right now, I am still, I'm also posting all of my videos on my Vimeo channel. If you go to vimeo.com/PrayingMedic. This is my channel. All of my Q videos are here, even the ones you don't like. So I'm using Vimeo as a backup right now until we find out what's going to happen with my YouTube channel. Those are the ones that I'm posting on my website, PrayingMedic.com. So just wanted to make you all aware that the YouTube problems are still in a state of flux. Q posts can still be found at QAnon.pub, as well as probably half a dozen other sites. My title for this series is Start the Clock. All right, on June 10th, just before the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit, Q posted these pictures from Singapore. And he noted that, I'll just read this for you, and keep my mouse out of the way so it doesn't black it out. Start the clock. A week to remember. Think logically. First private, brackets class 5 and 6. Second public. Blackwater on guard. Evidence kills. These people are stupid. Q. So this was, again, on the eve of the meeting between President and Kim Jong-un, where they signed denuclearization agreement. Blackwater was on guard there, watching people. Takeaway here, first, evidence is made available privately, classified. Then it becomes public. That evidence kills. These people are stupid. And we're going to be talking quite a bit in this message about the upcoming trials and tribulations of the deep state, the black hats, and the other evil people who thought Hillary was going to win. Here and anon thanked Eric Prince and Blackwater for guarding the president. Q said, Prince is not guarding POTUS. Evidently, Prince and Blackwater were guarding someone else. All right. Moving along, this is a little bit of a longer one. This post from Q is actually in three sections. Little hashtag there. Fly RR fly hashtag, and RR Rod Rosenstein is in brackets, which often refers to the kill box. And that's not literally meant that he's going to die, but he is the target is on him right now. Failure per the White House instruction agreement, D class underscore public brackets 3, EO executive order dated. Official, IG redactions, brackets heavy plus, very heavy, brackets remove. Hussein, brackets White House, brackets call, brackets tarmac. Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and then Rod Rosenstein in with pound signs on both sides. JC, James Comey, number two, has always referred to Andrew McCabe. LL Loretta Lynch, BP Bill Priestap, Deputy Director FBI Counterintelligence, PS Peter Strzok, LP Lisa Page. That's the end of the first section. Over on the right, 302s, texts, tarmac, FBI, DOJ, operative insertions, UK, brackets SIS, signals intelligence, dark to light, shall we play a game? You have a choice, do what is right, FBI agents willing to testify, 24, this is actually more than 24, who have said that they're willing to testify against FBI and DOJ. Next, DOJ. Offer is open, brackets 2. Next, CIA. Offer is open, brackets 3. Good versus evil, Q. I am going to break down each of these sections little by little. So in this one, let me start out. Fly, RR, fly. Failure per White House instruction. We've seen this before. Fly, Roth, fly. It is a way that Q signals to someone that their time is expiring and they're soon going to be leaving. Rosenstein's problems have grown a lot bigger in the last month. Q has posted over the last several months, Rod Rosenstein's got problems, they're just getting bigger. Evidently, he made some agreement with the White House, and he failed to carry out that agreement, so he's on the clock. We're not going to be long for Rod Rosenstein, I got a feeling. He is a liability to the administration. Okay, Q wrote dclass underscore public 3, executive order dated official. So we know that EO, executive order, we know that the president has an executive order that's waiting to be released. The original intent was to remove redactions and declassify information that was requested by Devin Nunes, Jim Jordan, and others in Congress. Chuck Grassley has requested a lot of information. And Q posted this over a month ago. This is May 10th. And this pen with the executive order with the file name DOJ Nunez release. They anticipated releasing this executive order to declassify and unredact documents. That has been put on hold. Because now we have the OIG report coming out, I believe, tomorrow. Right, tomorrow. Yeah, so Q said that the IG report will have heavy redactions. The president's role is going to be to remove those redactions. I was under the impression that the IG report from Horowitz would be unredacted. The Q says, no, there's going to be heavy redactions. And I base that on other inspector general reports that I read, DOD, Homeland Security, some other DOJ inspector general reports. I've never seen anything redacted in an inspector general report. So I was just kind of under the impression this would be another one of those reports. No. Q says there's going to be a lot of redactions and Trump is going to have to deal with those. So like when the report hits tomorrow, don't be surprised if you're not able to make a whole lot out of it. But there's a plan. We're going to get rid of those redactions. And this is Anon, who said, $2,000 says IG report is loaded top to bottom with redactions. You might get to see a couple of A and they and the, but after that, censored. Q responded, there will be many redactions. Why was the executive order put on ice? To wait for the release of the Clinton investigation portion of the IG report? Why? So remember, the Inspector General is investigating 5 different areas, actually possibly 6 that I know of. And the Clinton investigation is only one of those 5 or 6 reports that is coming out. This report is supposed to be around 500 pages. So Q asked, why has the executive order to declassify and unredact been put on ice? To include that in the declassification, why would it be important to include all of it done in one? Optics are meaningful. If they didn't do it that way, if the president wrote an executive order only to declassify the Clinton investigation OIG report, it would be seen as a political hit job. Republicans versus Democrats, not right versus wrong. It would be the split along party lines. There would be projection, end of the D party, leaders in brackets. Inspector General leads to Huber. This, I don't know if I can do, yeah. So IG with an arrow to Huber. The Inspector General report will lead to Huber's prosecution of the people involved. Who appointed Huber? That would be Obama, originally. He also appointed Horowitz. So it's going to be difficult for people to complain and say Huber and Horowitz are partisans because they were appointed by Obama initially. Q says, reread again, slowly and carefully, this article from Turley about why Jeff Sessions made the right call, allowing Huber to be the prosecutor rather than having a second special counsel. Okay. One of the Anons made this observation. Pretty darn good, actually. It's the same reason you guys couldn't come into office and just start locking everyone up. You're trying to stop unrest and unneeded suffering. If you bundle the Clinton Foundation investigation with all the other misdeeds of the deep state, you can say it falls under the umbrella of corruption. If you had declassified just the Clinton portion, people would assume it was a political hit job, an irresponsible use of presidential declassification powers. We hit on this earlier that Huber and Horowitz are both Obama-appointed holdovers. It's also one of the reasons Sessions recused himself. Right. Sessions recused himself so no one could accuse Trump and Sessions of running a politically motivated investigation. Turn it over to Huber and Horowitz, two Obama appointees. It makes for much better optics, and optics are important right now. Okay. The hammer is in the hand of John Huber. The trigger is a release of the IG report. It's the legal basis for the prosecution of the swamp. And this is a link to the Breitbart article. Q actually posted it again today. This is like the eighth time I've seen Q post that article. Q really wants us to read that article. Moving along. One of the Anons made this observation about the summit. This is why POTUS is leaving earlier than planned. While the media has a field day with the news, the events have already taken place. We are hungry for arrests. Okay. And that is a reference to the fact that the president moved up his departure from the summit meeting. Things got wrapped up quickly. They got the 4 points in this document that got signed, and they were able to get out of there. Now, the Anon says, we want arrests. Q responded, IG report, okay, leads to Huber. Huber is going to be the prosecutor. The arrests are coming. You have more than you know, Q. Oh, by the way, for those of you who are looking for arrests, DOJ in a sting, I forget the name of it, just arrested 3,200 suspected criminals who are involved in online child sex rings. 3,200 arrests. And that was a couple days ago. I think it was on the 11th. So, look, Sessions is not sitting around doing nothing. The DOJ is arresting people. All right, let's go back to the previous Q post. Q wrote, Hussein, brackets, White House, brackets, call, tarmac, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Rod Rosenstein. So these are all obviously wrapped in together. We've been waiting for information to come out on the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. Evidently there is a call, we guess it was recorded, is going to implicate the White House and Obama and is going to cause problems for Rosenstein. I don't know exactly the Rosenstein angle yet, although I suspect it has to, because it has to do with the election and the investigation surrounding the election. Rosenstein is in charge of that because Sessions recused himself. So this will probably fall on Rosenstein to mitigate this, and it's going to put him in a very difficult spot. And I'm suspecting that the tarmac meeting is going to be included in the IG report. That's why Q is bringing it up. There has to be a trigger for everything. You can't just, out of the blue, have Trump say, oh, hey, let's release the tape about the tarmac meeting. No, it has to have a trigger that is triggered by an nonpartisan independent party who wants this to be brought forward. So I suspect that when the IG report drops tomorrow, some information about the tarmac meeting is going to be in it, and that will put the tarmac meeting, McCabe, Comey, Lynch, all of them back in the kill box on the front burner. Possibly Obama, if it goes that far. So, Could be a week to remember, people. All right. Q wrote 302s, texts, tarmac, FBI, DOJ, operative insertions, UK, SIS, signals intelligence, dark to light, shall we play a game? Yes, please don't email me. Shall we play a game is a reference to the 80s flick, I think it was War Games, with Matthew Broderick. Okay, so yes, I get that. Don't send me an email because I didn't mention that. Let's dig into this a little bit. So a 302 is a report written by an FBI agent. It is the it's a summary, basically, of an investigative interview. The 302s in question are the ones pertaining to the Bureau's investigation of General Flynn. Sundance, as usual, has done a lot of the legwork on digging into what happened with McCabe and the FBI 302s. Paul Sperry here, I follow him on Twitter. He's a good guy. He gets breaking news all the time. Senate investigators suspect General Flynn's 302s may have been edited by McCabe, referring the matter to Horowitz. Right, so here's Sundance's article on that if you're interested. So that's the 302s. Regarding the Lisa Page, Peter Strzok text, Imperator Rex did a thread suggesting that Horowitz may have actually flipped Lisa Page much earlier in this operation than anyone suspected. Here's a link to the Threadreader app. Rex does a lot of threads on Twitter when he's not being banned. He's on again, off again. Rex kind of looks at some of the earlier emails and some of the communication between Strzok and Page and Horowitz and figures out that Horowitz very early on got a hold of Lisa Page, probably cornered her and said, look, we know what you guys are doing, and you're going to be prosecuted unless you turn state's evidence and become a cooperating witness. So Rex makes the case that pretty early on, Page became a cooperating witness and may have actually been a mole inside the Mueller investigation. If you're interested in that, I would check out the thread. It's pretty good. All right, moving along, Q wrote, and this is to those who are in the intelligence community, FBI, DOJ, State Department, who are involved in the corruption. You have a choice, do what's right. FBI agents are willing to testify, plus 24. Next, DOJ offer is open to, I don't know if that's 2 days or 2 weeks. Next, CIA offer is open for 3. Good versus evil, Q. Q is basically telling people inside government, look, the hammer's coming down, and your window to cooperate and cut a deal is closing. When I say cut a deal, okay, we know that Q has said in the past, no deals. However, no deals generally refers to people at the top. Deals will be given, I think, to people near the bottom who are willing to cooperate with investigators and give evidence and give testimony that will help catch the bigger fish. That is when you get a deal, if you cooperate with investigators. All right, so yeah, Q said dozens of FBI agents are prepared to testify about corruption inside the Bureau. It's only a matter of time before the House of Cards comes crashing down. If you are one of those people, this is a good time to get out of the game and get on the right side of the law. All right, Q posted this picture from Singapore. And in the background, you can see there's those three buildings. That's the Marina Bay Sands Hotel where the summit was held at. This was on the 10th, Sunday night. Q posted this. Every single picture that he posts is an original. Pulled, wiped, or taken. Think about what that means. Now, when you look at a picture like this, you might think, oh, Q or someone on Q's team actually took that picture. Well, maybe not. Q says all the pictures are original, but they're pulled, wiped, or taken. So the Anons started scratching their heads, like, okay, wait a minute. Taken, love it. The next Anon in the middle says, not necessarily from our guys. And the third Anon says, taken, pulled, as in black hats took the photos and you intercepted the photos. Not clear, but interesting. Right, so what would you be thinking if you were a black hat and you saw one of your pictures from your phone show up on Q's board? Oh, Q is like the president. Q does know how to troll people. I think it's funny. So Q posted this, FF, weather alert, in parentheses, WW. Stay vigilant and maintain situational awareness, Q. Now, I might as well say this right now. Normally, WW refers to worldwide. There's a possibility this WW could refer to Whidbey, Washington, Whidbey Island. I don't know for sure, but it's possible. And Q has not explained that, but you'll find out why in just a few minutes why I say that. And this may be just a coincidence, but that night, an F-15 crashed into the Sea of Japan. The pilot ejected. He was fine. They're investigating the reason for the crash. Q posted this about recent suicides by famous people. Track all suicides. Example one, think Spade. Trace to Children Foundations, New York. Trace to import-export. Trace from China and Mexico to Long Beach. Trace to sale and spinoff of company. Trace to Clinton Foundation. Trace to port security clearance profile, L5. Who granted the security clearance? Hussein and Hillary. Expect a lot more suicides. Q. Kate Spade was, of course, part of the No Ceilings Initiative for the Clinton Foundation and actually led delegations down to Haiti as recently as 2015. If you're interested, this article on teaparty.org talks about the relationships that Kate Spade had with the Clinton Foundation, the connections that she had. It's actually pretty good. Some of the creepy pictures are posted on Instagram by her husband, and she was evidently found hanging from a doorknob with a silk red scarf around her neck. And there's all these red silk things on the Instagram page. So that is, for those of you that are interested in doing a little digging, the really strange thing to me is that 2 days after Kate Spade's death, her husband, Andy, was seen in public wearing a mouse mask, but not just any mouse mask. The mouse mask he wore was the likeness of the character Bernard from the animated film The Rescuers. And The Rescuers is an animated movie about an orphan girl who is held prisoner in Devil's Bayou by an evil lady. The theme of orphans, prisoners, kidnapping, and the abuse of children is the main theme of the movie Rescuers. Why was Spade wearing a mask 2 days after her death from that character? So some people believe that Spade was forced to wear the mask by the cabal as a sign of what happens to people who rat them out. The thinking there would be that Kate Spade may have been murdered, and Andy was forced to wear the mouse mask to show what happens to rats who rat out the cabal. The other option is he wore the mouse mask as a signal about what was really going on behind Kate Spade's death, that was related to sexual abuse of orphans, perhaps. So regarding the Clintons, Clinton Foundation, and Haiti, Neon Revolt did a really deep dig into the subject. The morally repugnant elite and their bad juju. This is a really good article. Tons and tons of research. on Laura Silsby, and they're trafficking in and out of the Dominican and Haiti, bringing children to and fro. It's a really good article. If you're interested in getting some good information, I would definitely recommend checking out that article. I'm not going to go through it because we have a lot of information to cover. Another suicide connected to the Clintons is that of Anthony Bourdain. There was no love lost between them. His girlfriend was one of the first people to come out and accuse Harvey Weinstein. He was highly critical of Clinton's response to news about Harvey Weinstein's arrest. If you're interested, this is a rather amazing website that archives Bourdain's tweets about the Clintons and Harvey Weinstein, believe it or not. So you can just go on here, and these are the tweets that he put out here, and somebody has put them on a little page, and you can scroll through and check out the things that he has tweeted about Weinstein and the Clintons. It's actually very interesting. That is another suicide possibly related to the Clinton Foundation. A third one is the suicide of the younger sister of Queen Maxima of the Netherlands. I have no idea if that's related, but all these suicides happened within a few days. And then, of course, Jackson Odell, 20-year-old actor, was found dead last Friday. Cause of death is under investigation. He did have a history of heroin and drug use, but his last tests came back clean. And then there's this bizarre double suicide. I don't even know if these suicides are related, but two people jumped to their death from two different buildings in New York City on the 11th of June. So Q has basically said we should expect more suicides, and don't automatically believe that if something is reported as a suicide that it actually is, or if it's, you know, reported as just a normal kind of a person who is depressed thing, maybe there's more behind it than we know. Q posted two pictures from the rooftop of the Marina Bay Sands Hotel. It wrote, number 72, where was Kim tonight? How was this known? You're watching a plan being set in motion. Enjoy the show. Q. So, number 72. Now, this was posted on the Patriots Fight Board. If you look at the post number 103, all of Q's posted have a low number. These are on Patriots Fight. 72 was also on Patriots Fight, so we'll go look at that in just a second here. And Q's question is, how was it known that Kim would be here tonight? So this is the view here from on top of the Marina Bay Sands. So tell this long body of water is actually a manufactured moat of some kind. It's up on top of the building. And if you look at this picture, that is this setting up here. It's this long water-filled trough. Okay, this is post number 72. So Q is asking, how did Q know that Kim was going to be there a month ago? All right. And Anon posted the images and the text from an article about where Kim was on the eve of the summit. Pictures here and the text of an article. Not going to read it. It's too long. But it just, you know, follows the different places that Kim Jong-un went. He was very relaxed. He was hanging out with people, visiting, touring. Didn't seem stressed out. Okay. And then Q responded to that. Gardens by the Bay. See the previous picture. Timestamp. Coincidence. Everything shown has meaning. You're watching a scripted movie, Q. And then Q asked these questions. Does Kim look nervous prior to the big meeting with POTUS? Did they already meet long ago? Is he preparing at his hotel with his advisors ahead of time? Or is he out enjoying the freedom he never had in the past? Deal done. Safe. On guard. POTUS moves up departure. Why? The world is safer. Iran developments. Q. Right. So Q is basically asking, look, If Kim Jong-un has never met Trump, he's going to meet the leader of the free world. He'd be nervous. He'd be preparing. He'd be in his hotel. He would be making all kinds of preparations, but he wasn't. He was out, hanging out, chilling with his friends, seeing, you know, sightseeing around the city. Didn't seem very stressed out. He was saying, why wasn't he stressed out? Had they already met, and had the deal already been made? We believe so. Because Q told us back in March 8th. Thank you, Kim. Deal made. Clowns out. Strings cut. We took control. Iran next. Q. You are watching a carefully scripted movie. All right. Galactic Red Pill posted this image from December of 2017. He said it was a message. Kim had been freed and was letting the world know with symbolism. Now we're seeing the results of his emancipation. There are many layers behind the scene, many games afoot, but fear not, darkness is on the run. 2018 is glorious. All right, Q posted this. EU sanctions Iran. The leaders of the EU only care about protecting the flow of money, not the safety and security of the people in the world. The Iran deal was orchestrated for the sole purpose of lifting sanctions, the blockade, to allow access of foreign businesses for individual and co-wide enrichment scam. Nothing to do with nukes. That was a cover. Hussein, pallets of cash. Hussein, secret authorization to convert to U.S. dollars. More coming. No mainstream media coverage. Got popcorn? Q. Right. We are going to be learning more about the Iran deal. And what a scam it was. Q asks about pictures from London. Here, let me read this to you. London pics, previous. Year determined, relevant, 2015, 2016. Find the markers, street surroundings, and updates. UK, Signals Intelligence, White House, CIA, FBI, DOJ. Joint treason. You have a choice. SIS, good agents. The time is now. Contact window is good. Biblical Q. So again, Q is telling them, look, judgment day is coming. If you're an intelligence person and you want to escape the pain, now is the time to get out. I'm going to go painfully into detail about these pictures because Q said we should. So sit tight, and it'll only take a few minutes, and I'll give you all the information that I just did a lot of digging on these pictures to try to figure out, because it's been bothering me for a long time, and I wanted to get to the bottom of this. So this is one of the images Q asked about, and the interesting thing about this picture, of course, in that little yellow circle, there are, I think, five people that you can see walking across the crosswalk there. And look at the blue Ferris wheel in the background. Take note. If you zoom in on this picture, these last two people here, this is a close-up, and gosh, the black jacket with thing kind of hangs about waist height, looks like the same black jacket that distinctly looking face there. Is it Lisa Page? I think it is. Is this Peter Strzok? I believe it is. Q says that everything he posts has meaning, so I'm assuming that one of the people in this group is Lisa Page, one is Peter Strzok. One of them may be Bill Priestap and McCabe. I'm not sure who the other ones are. It's really difficult to identify. Page and Strzok were in London in December 2015 to do some signals intelligence ops for Obama. We already know that. Again, Sundance has the backstory on this. If you go to Spygate, President Trump highlights Lou Dobbs' segment outlining 2015 FBI co-intel operation. There's just good information here. Strzok page texts. They talk about lures being set out, going to the UK to set up their operation. Good article if you need information on that. Blue Ferris wheel in the background is from Hyde Park, likely December when Winter Wonderland is in full swing. Here's another series of photos that Q posted. Thing to notice here. File names, rotation 1, rotation 2, rotation 3, NSA traffic camera. All right, so we've seen these images before. This image here is the Corinthiana Hotel. These two point toward the Hyde Park. This image on the right points away from Hyde Park. This graphic shows the relationship of all of these things. So upper left, you've got the Ferris wheel. To the lower right of that, you've got it during the daytime. You can see the Ferris wheel. And you can see that there's an overpass, a walking bridge over the road. Lower left of that is the Corinthiana Hotel. And we see that when the camera is rotated 180 degrees. And then you can actually see the camera right here on this walking overpass that is likely the camera that takes all these pictures. If you've been curious about that, we can put some of that to rest. One of the Anons found a tweet by the president and said, hey, POTUS already told us about the when Strzok and Page were there, December 2015. And this is a tweet from the president on the left there. Wow, Strzok, Page, the incompetent and corrupt FBI lovers have texts referring to a counterintelligence operation in the Trump campaign dating way back to December 2015. Spygate is in full force. Is the mainstream media interested yet? Big stuff. So Q then posted this, another picture. Q said, good. The tweet was meant to provide a time guide. What events occur in December in London? Think Hyde Park. Think previous pick. Two people. Provides a time frame. Q. Right, so we're thinking Winter Wonderland. And if you zoom in the center of this picture right here, right down here at the bottom, this is what you see right here, these two faces. And, you know, again, hard to tell what it could be. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, maybe. We don't know. Q then turns the attention to Rod Rosenstein. Where is Rod Rosenstein? Look, he's in the kill box. What country specifically? Why is he there? Insurance pleas will fail. You cannot hide what is already known and can be proven. RR is in a triple kill box with pound signs or hashtags on both sides of it. Q. Okay, Rod, it's not looking good for you. So Rosenstein spent the day. This is on the 11th. June 11th. In Canada, in Montreal, at the International Economic Forum. I wonder if he was trying to find shelter from the storm, trying to get some protection. Possible, Q says, not going to work. Q then posted this, it's a quote from an article about Rosenstein. Asked about the letter, however, a DOJ official said Rosenstein is currently representing the United States in a brief unrelated visit to a foreign nation, one of America's key intelligence partners, Canada, indicating he would plan on responding during the previously scheduled briefing on Thursday, that's tomorrow. Link to Fox News article. It's about Rosenstein refusing to give Grassley the information that he's asked for. Q then says, this statement should ring alarms. Hint, those responsible for spying Five Eyes are present. Panic, Q. Okay, so this is the link that Q posted. Basically, it's this long, ongoing back and forth with Grassley and the DOJ. Grassley's asking for information about Flynn, the investigation, what the FBI found on it, and DOJ has not been wanting to give Grassley the information. Looks like Rosenstein is hiding something. Obama and Hillary used the Five Eyes to gather intel against candidate Trump, using the intelligence apparatus of other nations, evades our domestic spying laws and congressional oversight. And just think, if Hillary would have won, none of us would have ever known about that little spying operation. Q posted this, the Punisher. Anon says, keep calm and enjoy the pain. And Anon began whining because he felt like his promised booms didn't happen. 6/11 is almost over, no booms, no Julian Assange, no arrests, yes, LARP. So Q responds, when did we mention or emphasize the 11th? Those with an agenda to discredit, Q, are pushing false information. They, you, will fail. Learn use logic Q. Right, so a lot of people were messaging me about the 11th and what's going on with Julian Assange on the 11th. Q had never said anything about Julian Assange on the 11th. Q never really talked about the 11th. That was information that was being pushed by accounts on Twitter, like I the Spy and Back Channel 17, who've been intentionally misleading people with false information and promises. One of the Anons said, "This appears to be directly related to that fake Twitter account, I the Spy or whatever, making false claims about Assange happenings today. They post about this saying something will happen, so when it doesn't happen on that date, the entire movement looks fake. People are discouraged. People are disappointed. Thank you, Q." Right. So I get so many messages from people about I the Spy and Back Channel 17 and all the others' accounts on Twitter who are posting information, claiming to have intelligence sources, claiming to be insiders. And I am honestly, I'm just fed up with it. People need to develop discernment. I cannot give you discernment. I'm not going to be here the rest of your life to tell you which accounts to follow. It's not my job to tell you what accounts on Twitter or YouTube to follow. You have to develop discernment. You have to learn which accounts are legit and which accounts are fake. And I don't know, at some point we have to grow up and we have to, like Q says, be careful about who you follow. So if you're following these accounts, this guy here says, "I was wrong about Julian Assange. It was not because I was intentionally misleading any of you. Just bad intel. Everything else remains tonight. I'll keep fighting and be human and make mistakes, just like all of you. No private comms means we guess sometimes." No private comms means Q isn't talking to anybody outside of the board on 8chan. No shame in being wrong. Actually, there is shame in being wrong. These people should be ashamed of the fact that they're misleading people intentionally. So please don't follow these accounts. And if you do, please don't ask me if it's okay to follow them because you have already made your decision. So one of the Anons shared his private theory about the 11th and the pain in 23 post. And he says, "I think I came up with the 11th. It's pick related, but it was just decoding and guessing. None of us were sure about it. There were a lot of theories being thrown around that night, I remember. Also, I never posted it anywhere on social media, only here on the board." And look, I've told people, I said, look, it could be that this pain in 23 could be a countdown to the 11th, but it's just it's just a guess. Q never confirmed it, and so it's just a guess. But if you go out there and promise people, oh, Julian Assange is going to be set free on the 11th, and this is going to happen on the 11th, without telling people, look, this is a guess, it's a hunch, it's my theory that hasn't been proven yet or hasn't been confirmed by Q. And Q posted this, and he made it clear that he was not attacking people for making good decodes. Past statement was directed at confirmation statements, not assumptions, plus Julian Assange thrown in. These are spread to discredit, knowing they will not materialize. Good decoding. Technically, US 11th was Singapore the 12th, correct? What else might 23 refer to? Dash versus minus, military, Q. Right, so Q was not admonishing anyone for making guesses about what the dash or the minus 23 is. Q was reminding us not to follow these accounts that make these stupid promises that Q has never made. Q is not talking to these people outside of the board. So all of these accounts who say that they have insider information, you might as well just unfollow them because they're going to lead you down the wrong path. All right. And Anon asked Q about the welfare of Julian Assange. Is this man free? Is he safe? If he isn't, can you help him? He's a hero. All right, Q posted this. Thank you, Q, for posting this. Reposted something that he posted back on April 19th. This is the lower left in the pink. Seth Rich connected DNC, MS-13, JA, Julian Assange. Why did the Ds push the legal rep on family? June ETA queue. On the right queue says what recent news came out regarding Seth Rich, Julian Assange, and WikiLeaks lawsuit. Back in the news, the server brings down the house queue. We're going to talk a little bit more about this on this. I know a lot of people have questions, so it's kind of good that Q is talking about this. So one of the Anons asked if Q could say anything about Seth Rich, just posted a Seth Rich picture. Q responded, Patriot, Q is not saying anything else about Julian Assange or Seth Rich right now because that information is about to come out and Q does not want to get ahead of the timing of this. It all has to come out at the right time. Q posted this boom from last week. This was posted on June 3rd, the boom, 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 week to remember. And then on the right, wrote number 100, dark to light, 107 marker, link to a YouTube video. Do you believe in coincidences, Q? As I've been telling you forever, I don't want to get any copyright strikes on my YouTube channel. So I am not going to post this video. However, you can look for this if you want to. U.S. North Korea Singapore summit video. Evidently, President Trump showed Kim Jong-un this video. And Q is pointing out at the 1:07 marker, the narrator says dark to light. That is what Q wants us to focus in on. The reference is dark to light. And Trump showed that video to Kim Jong-un. Now Q references number 100 up here, dark to light. This is post number 100. And it's all about the Singapore summit, where Q says start the clock, a week to remember, think logically. Q posted this. Would you believe Hussein Obama tried to call Kim prior to the summit? He did not have his updated phone number. Three North Korean generals who were released, that closed the pathway for the bad actors, Q. And in case you're not clear on that, one of the Anons said, I think he means that the generals were black hats. Once they were gone, there was no more connections for the cabal to influence Kim. That is correct. Q reposted that post. And here's an article about Kim replacing the three top generals ahead of the talks with Trump. Obviously, they were black hats and they were no good. All right. Q posted this. Eric Schmidt, yes, isn't sleeping well. One of the Anons posted this. Good. Another Anon posted this. Google, I can't sleep. What should I do? Turn yourself in, Eric. All right. Anon thought he figured out the four booms that Q had posted from a week to remember. From the summit document, four booms. Boom number one, U.S. and North Korea commit to establish new relations in accordance with a desire of the people of the two countries for peace and prosperity. Boom number two, U.S. and North Korea will join their efforts to build a lasting and stable peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. Boom number three, reaffirming the April 27 Panmunjom Declaration, North Korea commits to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Boom number four, the U.S. and North Korea commit to recovering POW MIA remains, including the immediate repatriation of those already identified. So this Anon says, I think I figured out the four booms. Q responds, what a coincidence, 4 points in the letter that Kim and President signed, and there were four booms, dark to light, 1:07 marker, more to come, Q. So look, when Q posts the booms, you have to take these booms in the context that they're given, and you can't always assume that what you think is a boom is what Q refers to as a boom. We have just successfully gotten rid of one of the major threats of nuclear war that has been plaguing the world for 25-30 years. That is a major boom. I know people want to see arrests, but we have to take care of things one issue at a time. And Anon asked about the President Trump's tweets changing the word council and council, the misspellings. Does that equal, or is it pertaining to CrowdStrike? Q did not confirm that that was of reference to CrowdStrike. However, Q did post one of his own messages from back on December 22nd, missile, missile, Fox 3, splash, as the world turns, Red October, Q. And the second missile is misspelled, and it's exactly the same way it's misspelled in a President Trump tweet from June 11th. There's a supposed to be two I's, and there's only one I in both of them. Q is tying them together, and yes, for those of you that are interested, it seems as though this was a warning about the Hawaiian false flag missile alert, and I am beginning to suspect that there actually was a missile launch. The missile was taken down. The alert in Hawaii went off because there was an incoming missile, and the mainstream media and public narrative was to say it was a false alert. Just a theory. I don't have any evidence to back that up, but the more I think about this, the more I believe that's what actually happened. If you've been waiting for Rod Rosenstein to be removed from office or the Mueller investigation to end, your wait is just about over. Q posted this: when the info is released, Rod Rosenstein is no more. When the info is released, no more Russia investigation. It will factually conclude the corrupt nature by which the entire false narrative was created, all to, number one, prevent the election of POTUS, and number two, delay, shelter, mask, and hide all illegal activities by Obama and others during the past 8 years. FBI DOJ cleanse was vital as primary. Huber is coming. These people hate America. Q. So if you're sick and tired of hearing about Rosenstein, just take heart that when the IG report drops and it is redacted and we know what it says, Rosenstein is probably going to be out. I think that's what Q is saying. When the report comes out, the premise for the Mueller investigation will be exposed, and that will probably end. It was all a setup to make sure Trump wasn't elected, and that if he did get elected, he could be impeached and got rid of, and it was an attempt to cover up all the crimes of the Obama administration. And it's all coming to an end. It'll be exposed. And Anon asks you, if you can pull strings, how about getting rid of Acosta's press pass? I'm embarrassed he represented our country in that historic meeting in Singapore. Q responded, think strategically. Does Acosta's continued disrespectful and poor behavior hurt or help us in the future? Let them all dig their own graves, Q. Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. So let the fools continue being fools. Not our problem. Q posted this image. Note the file name, Alaska_vols, I think that means volcanoes, _G7_sing. Do not know if that is an Air Force One picture. If it is an Air Force One picture, it wouldn't have been on the flight back from Singapore. It would have been on the flight to Singapore from Canada when the president was at the G7 meeting. But again, I don't know if that was even an Air Force One picture. What is interesting is if you zoom in on this section right here, you see this object in the background. Here's a couple of volcanoes, and there's this object in the distance. I don't know if that's important or relevant, but I did notice it, so I thought I'd bring it to your attention. Last night, Q posted these two messages on the Patriots Fight board. Fox M1 stolen takedown action KDN-000. And then there's all these coded messages afterward. That's the top one and the bottom one. More coded message at the bottom. It says castle arrival, good blue metal. All right. Make note, these were posted last night, June 12th. Take note, castle arrival, good. All right. I said these were posted on the Patriots fight board and then they were removed, but they showed up on Q and on Pub, so I got screenshots of them. And we'll come back to this in a few minutes. All right, Q posted this as a reminder. This is not a game. Certain events were not supposed to take place, Q. Suppose, no D. This picture was captured by a weather camera on Whidbey Island. Lots of stories about there, out there about it. And if you go to this page here, lens flare, missile, who knows what it is. It's a still image, and they just zoom in on it. And they get to the point where this is what you see. Lens flare, a helicopter, a beam of light. No, that is a missile. So Q said, this is not a game. Certain events were not supposed to take place. All right. So I started looking at military installations around the area, and having spent 16 years in the Puget Sound, working as a medic, I know all of them. I've been to all of them. I have family that lives on Whidbey Island, actually. Whidbey Naval Air Station at Oak Harbor is up there. There's nothing at Whidbey Naval Air Station that I know of that could vertically launch a missile. Joint Base Lewis-McChord is there. I also don't think there's anything at Lewis-McChord that could launch a vertical launch of a missile. The Puget Sound Naval Shipyard in Bremerton is nearby. That primarily is shipbuilding and repair and maintenance of the Navy's fleet. I don't know that there's anything there that would cause a missile launch. However, up on the Hood Canal, Banger sub-base is there. Trident nuclear submarines are there. They have vertical launch missile tubes, and I'm guessing that there was a missile launch from one of these subs. That is what we probably saw in those images. And well, one of the Anons noticed that the missing letter D in the word suppose was there. Q responded, actually, capital letter D. And I am not sure yet what that means. Q then posted this, event talk is being attacked. Reference the volcano pics, POTUS tweets, missing letters, you have more than you know. Some areas we cannot expand on, critical thinking, Q. All right, Q then posted this last night. And picture of a sub. Reverse image search, think hack, comms dark, Q. All right, so if you do an image search for this, you come up with an article on the Fifth Domain about Chinese hackers stealing sensitive Navy intelligence about their weapons program. If you're interested, you can just go and check out that link. It is somewhat concerning. And then Q posted this. GhostCon active approval. Fev8203JX. I don't know what that means. Q posted this on the Patriots fight board. Godspeed one and all, Q plus. Q plus, I believe, is Q and the team. If you're interested, if you've never seen the Patriots fight board, you can click that link. Any of the things that Q posts that have a low number, 100, 102, 106, 107, will take you to this board. And this was the most recent post by Q. But all of the Patriots fight posts are on here, on the Patriots fight board. Okay. Q posted links to two articles that shed light on the battle that Rosenstein is having with Congress over their requests for documents. Two articles, Q says they're connected. Kashyap Patel, name to remember, Q. Here's one link. Nunez and Gowdy are getting into a fight with Rosenstein over attacks of their staffers. Rosenstein has threatened to have their staffers investigated. So Rosenstein and Gowdy and Nunez are starting to have some problems. Here's the second article. Rosenstein didn't just threaten an investigation of one of the Nunez staffer, Kash Patel. He has actually followed through and is now recommending that that person be investigated. Q posted this, good interviews coming up on Ingram regarding Rod Rosenstein, the Freedom Caucus. One of the Anons had to go and whine about it. Just to reply to Q from the last thread about the Ingram interview, it was an awful interview. Once again, weak, ineffectual, limp-wristed promises to hold a vote, to hold Rosenstein in contempt. Who cares? Until Rosenstein is hauled off by the House Sergeant-at-Arms, as granted per the Supreme Court, it means nothing. Anyone remember Holder? Nothing happened to him. Nothing. This pisses me off to no end. Just close the fist and crush them already. What the hell is Trump waiting for? Q had a retort. Full weight of the House versus the ARM. Why are optics important? How does DC work? Why is Ryan still in office? Lame duck. Why is Ryan leaving office? Who controls Ryan? Autists engaged? Q. Q is suggesting to us that we need to look at this from a different perspective. What happens if Sessions and Trump just come in and crush people like Rosenstein and crush people like Mueller and fire them and get rid of them? All of Congress and half of America accuses Trump and Sessions of being partisan hacks, of being fascists, of being oppressive tyrants. We cannot do it that way. You have to let the process, you have to let the institution that is involved in Congress take care of this problem. So if you're curious about ARM, A-R-M, this gives a little bit of backstory on it. This is a post by Q from February. Imagine this, raw intel collection, narrative feeder, narrative collectors, narrative distributors, leaks, classified, payments, foreign accounts, cash, spook files, hotels, blackmail. How do you retain freedom of the press if those in front of the camera, trusted by the select viewers, are extensions of the ARM? Freedom of the press is vital to retain. So ARM is a group of people, an organization, that is in control of the system. They work with the mainstream media. Okay, it's an acronym that Q uses, and I don't know what it stands for. I know what it means. ARM is essentially the cabal, the deep state, this group of people that are controlling things. One of the Anons asked, is Ryan still there because he's going to support POTUS? Good question. Q answered, who brings the votes to the House floor? Well, that would be the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Who decides? Why is it important? What's coming? Full weight of the House. Some must remain clean distance from what is about to happen. Right, so there's a whole lot of people that are going to be probably expelled from Congress. There is a whole lot of investigation going on. There's going to be a lot of turmoil in Congress. And my suspicion is that if Ryan is going to stick around, he has agreed to steer Congress through the storm. Otherwise, he would already be gone. Q posted this, link to proofs. Anon responded, qproofs.com. You can go there and look. And there's a little file folder with proofs. Q responded back, no proofs collection here, pinned. No links with each post, top. You will need them soon, Q. Anon responded back, this board in the coming months will be spread and discussed across all platforms. Important to be prepared. This is a quote from Q from a long time ago. Q said, think new arrivals. Proofs are important. Thank you, autists and Anons, Q. So the autists, the Anons, are going to have to step up their game and get the proofs organized side by side, graphics put together, because new people coming in are going to need those proofs. One of the Anons posted this: Q, if you confirm proofs, then those on Twitter, lurkers, and even those with little to no knowledge of the Great Awakening will pay attention more and add validity to the proofs. The proofs and side-by-sides I see that are circulated the most are the ones you have confirmed. Thank you for your service to the Great Awakening. God bless you, POTUS, and the United States of America. We work together as a team. The Anons do research, share their findings with Q. Q either confirms them or doesn't. And I'm very reluctant to go out on a limb and share much of anything that Q has not confirmed. There's all kinds of theories out there about the clock and about the map and these different things. If Q does not confirm something, I'm very reluctant to share it as a theory, as an idea, because when it turns out to be not true, it just disappoints people. I do sometimes share my hunches, but I'm the first one to tell you it's just a hunch. That, you know, if Q hasn't confirmed it, I consider it to be just a hunch. We share it with the world, and people are getting red-pilled every day. So Q, in response to this, said, "Roger that." And one of my Q cards, not mine, one of the Anons has actually been doing these Q cards. There's about 100 of them. So Q posted this, and let me just read it to you. Mainstream media attacks, round two. Mossad attempts failed. Clown attempts failed. Expect a bigger push. FBI for open investigations. 8chan risks DDoS and inject. Together you are stronger. Together you control the narrative and response. People respond to logic and facts. People sleeping attached to opinion, personality, and groupthink. Fear is real. Fear regarding Twitter, throttling, and shadow ban. Coded hashtag QAnon. Fear regarding 4chan mods, remove and replace, controlled. Fear regarding Reddit mods, remove and replace, controlled. Fear regarding MSM media, mainstream media, conspiracy push. Fear regarding mainstream media conspiracy push, one, controlled. Fear regarding Facebook, remove and replace, controlled. Quiet attempts to shut down will become public and loud. Strength together, primary purpose. Do not be silent, majority. They are losing control. Power is with the people. Great Awakening, truth. Good versus evil. Where we go one, we go all. Trust yourself, Q. All right, lots of information here. Q is basically saying that the attacks on Q and the president by the mainstream media are going to increase because the pressure is on. When this Inspector General report drops, they're going to ratchet up the pressure. Mossad attempts failed. CIA attempts failed. There are four open FBI investigations that are going to take down the deep state. 8chan is being attacked. We're being attacked on Twitter. The mods on 4chan are being replaced. Reddit mods are being replaced. There's all this control, attempting to control the narrative, and they're losing control, and that's why they are desperate. It's kind of a pain for us to have to go through it, but look, we're winning. And all these moves are just a show of their desperation. This morning, Q reposted those two coded messages that he posted on Patriot's Fight Board last night. Okay, here they are. And he added a link right here and said, "Busy day, Q." All right. This, if you follow this link, it goes to a tweet from a Twitter account. It's at POTUS Schedule. It's an official blue check account that is basically tweets out the schedule of the president. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Wednesday, 13 June. That's today. 06:10:32. POTUS motorcade arrival. White House secure area. Good to be back at the castle. No time for rest and relaxation. We must continue to serve the great American people. Okay, so side-by-side comparison. Here is your proof. Last night, June 12th, Q posted, and you'll see it there in the little red box on the left, Castle arrival good. This morning, June 13th, POTUS scheduled Twitter account posted, good to be back at the castle. Coincidence? Q posted this at 15:20 last night. POTUS schedule posted this at 3:46 a.m. this morning. Not a coincidence. Q asked why the Iranian freedom fighters are using the QAnon hashtag on Twitter. Why are the many Iranian resistance freedom fighters tagging QAnon on Twitter? Big things to come, folks. Q plus. Q and the team. Well, gosh, I don't know. Why would the Iranian freedom fighters who are fighting the mullahs want to be using the Q hashtag? Is it because they know Iran is next? Thank you, Kim. Deal made. Clowns out. Strings cut. We took control. Iran is next. Q. Iran is coming. Enjoy the show. Oh, wait. I have more. Not over yet. Q kept on posting. I would have done this video a long time ago, but Q kept posting and posting and posting. All right. People have been asking me about Q's reference to Mossad failed. Look, if power tends to corrupt, it is not surprising that there's corruption in the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, GCHQ, and every other intelligence community. Would you expect Mossad to be any different? There are good people in every intelligence community, and there are bad people in every intelligence community. You think Mossad doesn't have black ops? Of course they do. Every intelligence agency has legitimate operations, and they have black ops. So please do not flood my inbox with emails about Mossad. Just, it is what it is. Time to move on. Q asked us to think about the second special counsel again. Reread this article. It is the Breitbart article about why it is better to have Huber as the federal prosecutor rather than a second special counsel. Q said, reread it 10 times, 50 times, 100 times, slowly and carefully. Stop after each sentence, analyze, understand the significance, then reread. Continue. Appointment of a second special counsel would fail. Think why. Sealed tight. Okay. Huber's investigation, unlike Mueller's investigation, which is leaking, Huber's investigation is sealed up tight. Everybody in that investigation, everyone involved in that, is trusted, and there are no leaks coming. Have you noticed? No leaks coming out of Huber's investigation. That's because they have that thing airtight. There's a race for time. They, the criminals, depend on winning in November to defend the against the coming charges, impeach the president, and stop the investigations. It's their only hope. Link to the article. Q. Here's the article if you haven't read it. I would definitely do that. Q posted this. Lee S. Ray D. Ops Hussein hacking state voting system. The tip. They must win at all costs. SR 187 Discovery. UK SIS. CIA Russia mask hack. Same as China. Sub Washington setup. God save us. Q. I believe when Q wrote Lee S, he's talking about Lee Stranahan. Stranahan has an interview here. It's a 3-hour interview. It's long, but he does some deep digging into the DNC, the hacking, and the manipulation of the elections. I believe that is what Q is referring to when he says Lee S. Ops Hussein hacking state voting system. The tip of the iceberg. They must win at all costs, right? Because if they don't win in the midterms, they're going down. And they're not going to win in the midterms because The IG report drops tomorrow. All right, moving along. Q wrote SR-187 discovery. Okay, so discovery, in the discovery phase of a trial, that's when evidence is entered. Well, testimony and documents are entered into evidence, where the attorneys get to look at the evidence that is going to be presented during the trial. During the discovery phase of the DNC's lawsuit against WikiLeaks, Assange, Trump, and Russia, and other defendants, Paul Manafort is listed as a defendant. Roger Stone is a defendant. There's over a dozen defendants in this case. During the discovery phase, okay, evidence is going to come out about Seth Rich, his involvement in the DNC breach, and his murder, 187. Okay, for those of you that are new, California Penal Code for murder is 187. So when Q puts out a 187, that's a reference to murder. And just so that you know that this is moving forward, this article was posted on May 24th, so a couple weeks ago. Trump administration was ordered to, actually the State Department was ordered to serve Russia with documents letting them know that they are defendants in this lawsuit by the DNC. So this thing is moving forward, and we are going to find out pretty quickly. Assange and WikiLeaks and Seth Rich, they're all going to come back in the news cycle, and we're going to find out during the discovery phase what happened with Seth Rich. It's going to come out. All right. When I was telling you earlier, people are screaming and hollering because they want, you know, the Awan brothers scandal to come out. They want to know the truth about Seth Rich. They want to know about what's up with Julian Assange. They want. We got to have all this information. But optics are incredibly important, and all of this information has to come out in a certain way. It has to come out through courts. It has to come out when the Democrat National Committee sues the Trump administration and WikiLeaks and Assange. They can say, oh, great, now we get to tell the truth in court. That is how all of this has to come out. It has to come out carefully, and they have to ask for the information to be presented. Okay. Q wrote, UK SIS, Signals Intelligence. UK is at the heart of Spygate. The Obama administration used the Five Eyes to spy on Trump because they could go around American surveillance laws. This article by Disobedient Media is really good. It digs into all of the connections in the intelligence community, all these different people who were involved in setting up the spying on the president. Every single one of them has a connection back to intelligence in the UK. I mean, all of them. Even people that you don't think are connected to UK intelligence, if you pull the string far enough, they all end up back in the UK. So this is, again, it's on Disobedient Media, and you can search for the title, All Russiagate Roads Lead to London, as evidence emerges of Joseph Mifsud's links to UK intelligence. All right. So when Q says UK SIS, this is all going to come out again, because this is tied to Spygate. It's tied to the election, and all this information is coming out. These people are all going down. All right. Q wrote CIA. Russia mask hack, same as China, sub Washington setup. Now, I don't know if this is a reference saying that Russia hacked our military intelligence the way China did, or it kind of looks more like the CIA is masking a hack to make it look like Russia and China, it's a setup. Q posted this morning. What they do not anticipate is POTUS declassifying it all due to optics and the ARM mainstream media foothold on comms to paint the political attack and Russia investigation cover-up ADV and its adversary or in advance. We are here for a reason. We are here to unite the core, you. Why did POTUS name fake news as their biggest enemy. That was a tweet from this morning. Use logic. This will be a fight not through DC, we control DC, but with the public opinion once this jumps. Two missile fires with strategic purpose, two extinguished. This is not a game. This is war. This is literally evil knocking. Will you answer? Will you fight? Will you defend? We will. We are. You elected us to take back our country, our world. Enough is enough. Q. So if you're wondering if the Hawaiian missile alert was an actual missile, I'm guessing the Hawaiian was, and I'm guessing the Whidbey Island were both missiles that were fired with a strategic purpose, and the good guys took both of them down. And look, the bigger thing is, this is a fight, and we have to be ready to fight. Because, as Steve Bannon said, if you think they're going to give you back your country without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Every day is going to be a fight. All right, here's a tweet Q referenced about Trump. So funny to watch the fake news, especially NBC and CNN. They're fighting hard to downplay the deal with North Korea. 500 days ago, they would have begged for this deal. Looked like war was going to break out. Our country's biggest enemy is the fake news, so easily promulgated by fools. So true. Q posted this. It's actually from the preamble to the Constitution. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles as organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object advances and design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Q. We are in the middle of a revolution. We are throwing off the chains of oppression, and we are getting our government back from the criminals who hijacked it. That is all I have for you on this update. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.